You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to everybody. We're all back from holidays. Alan's back. There you go.
You forgot about me. You know, you miss one week, and all of a sudden your seat's cold. And
I was here all alone last week. Just me and Freddie were here all alone. Joining us today is Darren Bossens from Salem Tire. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You notice that sexy voice because he's got a cold. You know.
Yes, yes.
It's like, what was the guy... We know the singer. It was a really low voice.
Barry White.
Barry White.
Barry White, exactly.
I'm not that deep, for sure.
Jim Matthews is going to join us from Lease Buses. We're going to talk about what's the difference between an open-end lease and a closed-end lease.
Okay.
It's open or closed, whatever. Auto Show is coming. We're doing a town hall at the Auto Show. We want to invite you to join us. We have tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. We've got a stack of tickets. Actually, not a big stack, a small stack. And you should go to davescornergarage.com. There's an entry form there. Fill it out as soon as you can, and we'll get the tickets out to you. And we may get a few tickets at the will call desk. So
we're going to have to get dressed, eh?
Well, that's for the VIP night.
No. After...
You have a tuxedo?
No, I don't, actually.
I never go shopping with your son. I ended up with a $1,300 suit, which I've worn three times.
But that was a deal. I got you a deal on that. That was $1,300.
You can get a Value Village costume from there, you know?
You get a black suit and just a tie.
Yeah.
Or the T-shirt with the tuxedo on it.
There you go. That's even better. Yeah.
Some cutoffs, Adidas, and you're all set.
My wife says it looks great.
Well, of course you would.
$1,300 to buy a car.
How about that oil change? Anyway. Don't go there.
We don't go there. Okay. What else I was going to tell you is we're going to have a great show today. Some of the things we're going to talk about are already here. It's one fellow's talking on the phone about bringing a car in from the U.S., and I've done that a couple of times.
So you're the expert on that?
Well, I did that a few times, and I made a couple of bucks on it.
And we got Lou in King City. We're going to put him up after the break. He's got a tribute with some kind of steering issue. We'll get to that.
And Darren's going to talk about Salem Tire, which is one of the only car companies I've ever heard of that will give you 30-day risk-free use of a tire, and if you don't like it, bring it back.
Yep.
Only one,
right.
Though?
Only one.
One at a time.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. If you've got a car care question, welcome to give us a call. We've got experts on standing by, and we're going to get to your calls.
We're a little
right
rusty
after this break.
A little slow this morning.
It's
Prozac. All righty, welcome back. The garage door is wide open, and we're ready to take your calls. We have Darren Bossens here from Salem Tires, Alan Gelman from
Glen Allen Motors, up and downs you.
Steve Scheinman from I don't know where. And
So original.
Sebastian behind the phone. All righty, let's just talk to Rick quickly about bringing a car in from the U.S.
Rick from Stouffville, you're first up on Dave's Corner Garage. What can we do for you?
I need the information on what's involved, the taxes, the paperwork. How to bring a car over.
Okay.
Sorry, it's only an hour show.
All righty. No, it's not complicated, but it's long. What are you bringing in?
It used to be a kit car.
Yeah.
It's a Tiffany Elite Classic.
Okay. You may not be able to bring it in at all.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're very, very restrictive on kit cars because of the fact that they don't know who built it. And does it meet safety requirements? But I'll walk you through how to bring a car in, just so you know. First off, you have to go to the website for the Registrar of Used Cars. All right, that's the ministry. They're at 47 West Mall. And you look and you see if that car is listed. If it's not listed, you have to call them up and ask them if it's acceptable. Next, after you've done that, you have to get a letter from the manufacturer that there are no outstanding recalls on the vehicle. So, for instance, I brought a Crossfire, so I brought a bunch of them in, and I got a letter from Chrysler. And that's not hard. You just get it on the internet. You punch in the serial number, and the letter will come out on your computer. The next thing you got to do is you have to fill out the forms for the U.S. government that the car is leaving the country. And you get those forms again online, and you have to have them at the border 72 hours before you intend to show up. When you show up, you hand all the paperwork in, you sign your stuff, and the car can leave the country. Now it has to enter Canada. So when it enters Canada, you hand in this paperwork at the border. They charge you HST. That's all the tax that you have to pay is HST. All right?
There's a car show that you said you're going to be at?
Yes.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, no. I just thought I could go there and get that more information, you know.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, we're going to be at the town hall at the auto show the 20th of February.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I was going to say, the last thing you do after you bring it into the country is you go to Canadian Tire, and they get them to sign off on the car, and then you can go license it. So it's quite an involved process. And the truth is, between the money difference, it doesn't really actually make sense anymore.
Well, it sounds like in this guy's case here, I mean, it's a kit car, right?
Yeah.
So right off the top, you know, you're not going to find a Tiffany car company somewhere.
Maybe you will. I don't know. Is this the one that's built on a Mustang?
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, maybe...
On their frame, yeah.
Yeah, it's built on a Mustang.
All right, so silly question. Is it now a Ford or is it a Tiffany?
It could be a Mustang, and then maybe they'll let it in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing.
That solves my problem because I guess I'd have to extend the garage a foot in half.
So put it in your calendar, February 20th, and we can get to the other 1,000 calls.
Thanks, my friend. Thank you very much.
So like they say, forget about it.
Forget about it. But here's a situation where if you're bringing a Mustang, for instance, you cannot bring a Shelby or a Roush.
Right.
And I wanted to go and take a Shelby from the U.S. I have a place down there and bring them over. And they go, no. And I can't figure out how come.
Because they're modified?
No. It's Ford itself. Ford sells a Shelby Mustang here, so they won't allow the American competition.
It's so complicated.
Oh, they don't want to cannibalize their sales here in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just crazy stuff, huh?
It's
just
absolutely... All right, Dave, you want to move on? We're going to go from Stouffville to King City next and talk to Lou, who's got a problem with his Tribute. What's going on, Lou?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
No worries.
Alan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I missed him. I actually missed him.
I'm sure.
You're going to play Kumbaya pretty soon.
Anyway... I have an 09 Mazda Tribute.
Yes.
Power steering, electric power steering problems that came on the scene while it was still under warranty. They replaced the unit.
Yes.
But a few years later, it happened again, just recently.
Mm-hmm.
The parts were on back order for 2 months from Mazda. They decided to get it from Ford, which is the Ford Escape, I think it's the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly,
yeah. So they were able to get it from Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Now they tell me that there was no warranty in and no warranty out, but they did cover it. Now I'm worried if it's going to happen a third time, what am I going to do with it? It's cost $2,000 to replace this part.
Wow. Well, see if the guy in Stouffville wants to take it because he won't have to cover it across the border. And he's looking for an old car anyways. you're right. I mean, but the car's an 09. You know, the manufacturer's responsibility is only for so many years. Down the road, you may be able to get some used parts, but in terms of a long-term warranty, that's not going to happen. Like I say, they'll give you a new... I'm quite surprised, in fact, that they're doing it for you now under warranty.
Ford's doing it for your warranty?
No, is Mazda paying for this? Like Lou, you said they're coming on this under the warranty. Who's paying for it?
Well... Yeah, Mazda covered the second time around.
Okay.
So it was out of warranty.
Right.
But I don't know if it was still covered again if it happens a third time. It's an expensive procedure.
Yeah, but maybe it's a parts warranty.
No, I'm going to say it's like baseball, three times and you're out. I don't think they're going to actually cover it the third time. Because you have to understand...
Electric power steering, though?
Everybody's had issues with it, and as they come up with new stuff, you know, it has to change. Now, the problem is they may have re-engineered it, but that new one is not going to fit your old-style car.
No,
so
no.
They can't retrofit it. They're not going to grandfather these things. So, unfortunately, I would say keep the car for a couple of years. If you get your use out of it, sell it, trade it in, and get something else. Best we can do for you, Lou.
Okay,
thanks for calling in.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break.
Really going to talk to Darren after the break from Sale and Tire. Find out what's new and exciting in the land of rubber. And not the rubber room.
Leave it.
No.
Alone.
Nothing new there.
All right, or you can give us a call. We got a couple lines open. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You're listening to. We'll be right back.
Okay. All righty, we're back. And we're going to be talking with Darren right now. Sale and Tire has a 30-day risk-free trial guarantee. What's that all about?
Well, it's on four of our models, the Touring LS, the Z4 Plus, the Terramax AT, and CVR. So you basically, from the time of purchase, you have 30 days to try the tires. If you don't like the ride or if there's any issues, you can bring them back for full refund.
It's unbelievable. Nobody else does that.
Not very many. No, definitely not.
I've never heard of that. You bought it and you own it and good luck.
Yeah, because as you know, once you drive off the lot or drive off, from your tire dealer, they start to wear immediately, right? So when they come back, 10, 15, 20, 30 days later, the tires are basically used at that point.
Correct,
so,
yeah.
But this allows the customer to try it with no risk.
And you also have the road has the warranty.
Correct, yeah.
Again, nobody has that.
No, it's many years ago, a lot of the manufacturers stopped that program. So we've continued on with it. Just like I said, we're just trying to instill confidence in the consumer on our products.
Well, I'm sold at our shop up at Glen Allen. We've been selling Sale-In for a couple of years now, and people love them. I mean, they love the feel. They're comfortable. They hold the road well. They love the winter tires.
Yep.
And we, in fact, had exactly that, where a friend of mine's daughter we put some snows on. Sorry, okay. Snows. I blew it, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Sorry, Steve, I blew it.
It's always the ones you least expect.
We put on a set of winter tires.
True. The over-under was 5-2 on Dave.
And it was only a week later she hit a pothole.
We should explain that. The bet was that we would say snow tires instead of winter tires.
No, it wasn't it was you, Dave.
Yeah. Good man.
And I'm so close to Dave, I just transpired,
Cool. Kumbaya,
my Lord. We made
a
call.
Had a start, Darren. Yeah,
called the supplier. Sorry. They said, "We'll get you a new tire. It's free." So that was great. I really appreciated that.
Worked out awesome.
Now I don't want to sound like I'm licking you, but I put your tires on our race car.
Yes,
we ran almost 300 laps at Cayuga and beating the snot out of them. And Steve's driving it all winter.
Yeah,
he's been driving that car through the winter on the snow and everything else.
It's very comfortable.
I knew they've been using walnuts and tires, but what's not? Is that a new creation? What is that?
It's a great car on the track, the BMW, right?
Yes.
But when you're sitting there and it's like minus 10 and you can't feel your posterior, so to speak, there's absolutely no shocks in this baby. The tires are great. Tires work really well. But you come up and you feel like you're like, okay, I got to go to a nursing home now because I can't move. And he likes it. There's more lights on that dashboard than a red light district.
You see the BMW with the anti-lock brakes are disconnected.
Everything's disconnected. Right?
The airbags are disconnected.
It's all manual now.
Every light is on, right? So I will say, ask not what lights are off.
Yeah. Just cover them with tape. They go away.
Okay, layman's question. With Sale-In Tires,
yes.
In a course of a given winter time, when you do average driving, say, whatever, 500 clicks a week, okay. How much tread would you go through in a typical winter?
Ballpark. It's hard to say because, different cars, different setups on different cars, how people drive, the roads there's so many factors. Are your pressures up to snuff all the time?
Last time I looked, they were.
Well, so, Steve, a lot of times people will ask that. If I buy the winter tires, how long are they going to last?
Yeah.
And I'm saying normally, you take care of them 3-4 seasons, you should be able to get out of them.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it depends also how you store them.
And don't forget, that's 3-4 seasons extra that your summer tires are going to last as well. And
like I said, with storage, it's really, really important. They're not left outside. They're put in a cool area. That's why they give you those bags so you don't get sun on them.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really important. Volkswagen is just announcing they're putting in the new vehicle silver into the windshield.
What's that going to do?
Mm. Well, when you click on your defroster, the silver inside the glass will actually heat up quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll take all that defrosting snow off.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, in the summer, it reflects the sunlight.
Oh, great idea.
So that's probably like a $2,000 windshield.
Is it actually going to work, or they're just telling you it's going to work?
It may be a recall because it's polluting something.
That must have been a great marketing meeting. Let's try silver this year.
Well, you see, what's happening is now we're sort of pushing electric cars a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all the press is electric cars because of the diesel problems.
Mm-hmm.
So FAC or FCA, Fiat Chrysler, they're having an issue with the trucks now. Apparently, they're starting to investigate the diesel trucks because of emission problems. So maybe diesel can never hit the emission issues and we'll have to go to electrics.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting a diesel.
No.
Maybe not.
Well,
now.
Maybe now, yeah.
Yeah.
Until you, because later you won't be able to get one, so it'll be worth a lot of money.
Oh, as a matter of fact, they just announced sales for the year, and apparently, because gasoline is cheaper, that the hybrids and electric cars sales have gone down, actually.
Hey, you know what? We're going to see electric cars more like smart cars. There'll be a few of them around the city and banging around and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll change. The worst news we heard today was that GM is cutting 600 jobs at the Canada plant as they're moving the GMC Terrain to Mexico.
So all those people working at the plant, Ingersoll, that Chemi plant, you see it from the 401, they're closing it. They're going to close it down or keep it up?
Didn't we give billions of dollars to those guys in a way to keep them alive?
Yeah, not too far.
Right?
Not too long ago.
And so now they're moving that. So we need the government to step up and do something about this.
Wait a minute.
I want to talk like Donald Trump, you know?
There we go. Let's see. Well, your hands are about the same size.
We'll get the makeup girl and we'll paint orange.
And one job in the auto industry is worth seven jobs outside. So if it's 600 jobs there, it's like 4,200 jobs in that area are going to be lost.
What's our prime minister doing about this?
Nothing so far.
Especially in such a, Ingersoll is not a huge place either. I mean, so that's a good percentage of the plant.
So maybe we should be talking about a 20% tax on Mexican cars coming into Canada.
Oh, don't go there.
You know, my old Cadillac, I bought a Cadillac made in Mexico.
Really?
My father knew that. He turned his grave.
Al, what? look at his hands while he's talking.
The graves?
They're getting smaller.
I am the only Republican in this joint. All right. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We come back. We're going to go to the phones again. We've got
John in Toronto. We got Rosalinda calling in.
Rosalinda.
I like how you said that.
Rosalinda.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Yeah, Lant Insurance, a great bunch of people. They, if you've got a classic car. A
specialty vehicle, yes.
Yeah, like an old Ferrari. Mm-hmm. I haven't driven in 3 years.
What constitutes old classic?
I think they come out and they inspect the vehicle and they tell you.
So it's not based on year necessarily? Or?
Well, no. If you're talking about for licensing, right. Historical vehicles, was it over 20
historical
years?
Historical vehicles, but if you've got a McLaren and you're only putting 1,000 miles on it a year, that would be a classic, I imagine.
Okay.
That's right. And they only built five.
Yeah, that could have a lot to do with it.
Hello, I need a windshield for a McLaren.
If you can afford that car, you could afford the insurance, wouldn't you think?
I'd have to assume so.
It's amazing. They're at the racetrack with those things.
I know.
Right?
I know.
They run in McLarens.
Kids.
Yeah, young kids. Can't drive, but they got all those.
I know, but they got a big sign on the back that says, stay the F away from me.
Yeah. That's in my smart car.
We do that automatically.
I'm going down the straight at 84 miles an hour, and they're going down 200 miles an hour.
You don't want to bump them.
Anyway, we were talking to Darren before the break from Salem Tire. Darren, people are concerned about the quality of the tire. You were saying that, for example, with truck tires, almost everyone that comes off the line gets x-rayed somehow?
Yeah, well, everyone that comes off the line, they do a chirography and they do run out and make sure everything's copacetic, everything's within tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of the size, perhaps, or because it's a commercial vehicle?
More of a commercial vehicle. It's definitely more difficult to manufacture the larger you get.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that belt package in place, you got higher pressures to deal with, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a commercial, there's a lot more miles put on a medium truck. Mm-hmm. Vehicle than a passenger vehicle. So, but all the passenger vehicle tires as well are checked, for run out, make sure that all the tolerances are there. So,
I've got a question from someone in the gallery there, Steve.
Hello, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
He's our audience.
Would you shush? Really? It's for this time of the year, with it being winter, actual winter snow, everybody's taking their snowmobiles up north. When they're pulling them, is it the same kind of specs that you have to do, like to make sure when you're pulling your boat, when you're pulling a snowmobile, does it change much? Should those tires be winter tires as well on your trailer?
No, on trailer it's
all that buildup for one answer. No,
yeah, no. There's to my knowledge, there's no winter
laughing.
Tires or Three Peak Mountain Snowflake. Then we call them ST specialty trailer. They're all basically ribbed tires, so they're not meant to stop you because they're just a free rolling position.
Yeah,
there. Look, if we had this on film, which we eventually will, Gelman's laughing his bald head off right now, going, "Oh, look, layman asked the question.
They have to wear a hat for a whole week. Okay, don't make fun of my bald head.
Jump in, Dave, anytime.
Below the belt.
I was going to say chirography. Is that what it's called?
Chirography.
It's like a CT scan for tires.
Basically, yes.
There you go.
In-depth X-ray.
All right, let's go quickly to the phones and talk to John here has been hanging on, and we have an oil issue with a Honda Accord. John, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's no problem.
I have a 2009 Accord. I suspected there's some oil consumption going on. I had the car into the dealership. They started a consumption test, and yesterday they told me that they agree the car is consuming oil. Going forward, they're going to be replacing the pistons and rings, and I was wondering if there's anything that should be replaced at the same time in conjunction with the pistons and rings, like, for instance, that or anything like that.
Well, the first thing I would concern is the main shaft bearings, or certainly the connecting rod bearings, if they're going to have it all apart.
Yeah.
They're going to have the pan off and the crank out, Dave. What do you think?
Are they pulling the motor, or are they doing it in car?
My understanding, it's in car.
Okay, so they're probably going to send the head out and have that redone. So the head will be skimmed. They'll reseat the valves. They'll put new seals in the top end.
Did they give you an option on what these extras may possibly cost, or did they talk about even doing them, or not really?
Not really. They didn't. They just basically mentioned piston and rings.
You know, there's another option. It's called JDM, which is the Japanese engines that they bring from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, the second year the car is on the road, there's a really serious inspection, and a lot of people decide not to do that and trade the car back in, and then the car is actually removed from the country and sold as a used car or as parts.
Right, but to stop you, I think John's saying that the Honda's going to do it under warranty, though.
Yeah, it's going to be done under warranty, and
forget everything I said.
I didn't want to say that because Dave, you're the boss. Okay, you stir the guy, signs the checks around here. But I would speak to the dealership and find out, because they're going to have to drop the crankshaft.
Yeah,
right. So they're going to have these parts out. So even if you have to pay for new bearings or even having the crank ground, it's going to be out. You should find out, because then at that point, as Dave said, I mean, if they're going to do the head as well,
you might as well do.
You're going to have a whole new motor.
So why are they? How'd you get this under warranty?
It's a thing that from 2008 to 2012, they were having issues, and basically they extended the warranty to, if I'm not mistaken, 160,000 kilometers. Pardon me?
How much oil were you actually using? Do you know?
Well, you know, they did the oil change. They put they didn't use bulk oil. They used bottled oil, mm-hmm. and they basically overfilled the dipstick beyond the point. So they're about 3/4 of an inch over the mark on the dipstick. And in 2,000 kilometers, I've gone, say, 3/4 of an inch on the dipstick. It's difficult to tell exactly what, you know. So
That's actually right on the edge. When I was in the service department, it was 1 liter per 1,000 miles. So, yeah, you're right on the limit. Okay,
consider yourself lucky that they're doing it for you and covering it. I think that's great of them.
Yeah.
So going forward, is there anything I should look out for in terms of issues down the road?
No, they're going to give you a warranty on this anyways, because you've got at least 90 days warranty on the repair.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've got it repaired, just watch it and make sure you break it in properly, and away you go.
But interesting, though, I'd like to find out. But I'd talk to the service manager, find out what else you can possibly have done.
Yeah.
Again, there may be options. And if you can get a whole new motor and someone else is going to pay for half of it, why wouldn't you? So give us a call in a couple of weeks and get it done.
Yeah, great stuff.
Okay. Thanks for calling, John.
Bye.
Good stuff. Honda just stepped up. That's, I like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. Good stuff. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about interesting stuff in car washes. Alan's got something that he found.
Exactly.
And then a break after that, we're going to be talking with Jim Matthews.
And it's not the touchless naked ones, by the way.
Oh.
Of course you would bring that one up, yes.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Dave?
Were you there, Al?
I hope Rosalind is not listening.
Alan opens
the
sunroof when he goes through the car washes, too. Just to top it off.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back, long as they let us.
And speaking of financing, James Matthews is on the phone from LeaseBusters. Good morning, Mr. Matthews.
How you doing, Dave? How are you?
Great, yeah. It is snowing. But anyways... I was going to say. We have some questions about leasing. One of them, that it's not used anymore. You said that we were talking in the green room that open-end lease and closed-end lease don't exist anymore?
No. Open-end leases don't really exist in the mainstream anymore. So in other words, all manufacturers, leasing companies, so let's say Honda Canada, Toyota, BMW, Ford Credit, they're all what are referred to as walk-away closed-end leases. So that means a closed-end lease has a mileage restriction or kilometer restriction, if you will, as well as at the end of the lease, you do not have to buy the vehicle. You can either give it back or buy it for that published buyback. The open-end lease is a little different. The open-end lease has a published buyback where the lessee, that's the person who's leasing the car, they are guaranteeing that amount. So in other words, they can buy it for that amount. So let's say it's $15,000. Or they have to guarantee that amount. So if the leasing company can only get $12,000 for it, they got to write a check for $3,000 to make up the difference between 12 and 15.
Now, that I ran into that because our car got damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted $8,000 for me to walk away from the car. So we ended up buying it.
What leasing company was that, though?
Mercedes-Benz.
You sure you weren't financing it? Because they typically have, and that's a good point you just made, Dave. When a car is written off and you owe more than what the value of the car is, most leasing companies, and I believe Mercedes-Benz Financial does have it, has what is called gap insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The gap insurance pays for that gap, that difference between what is owed and what the replacement value of your car was. So I find that quite unusual.
Well, what happened was my wife scuffed three tires. I scuffed one. So the wheels were close to $6,000 there.
Okay.
So that's what's the problem.
Well, it really doesn't take much to do that anymore.
No, because the way the wheels are set up, the wheel is proud of the tire. And so she drives by Braille when she hears the curb.
Yeah, you guys do full contact parking. Exactly. But, Jim, you know, we're talking about, which is what LeaseBusters is all about. I mean, these are lease takeovers, correct? But it's important, two things. Number one, that the person taking over the lease must look at the lease or you know, to understand exactly what the buyback is or what the responsibility is. And, of course, on the other side is just to get a mechanical inspection, right?
Absolutely. So both those points are integral, and they're all part of the let's say, takeover purchase process, where after you've made a decision that you want to take over that car and you are dealing with the original lessee first, you make sure you get a copy of the contract so the contract states what is said on the details pages, which is on our website. You got to make sure that everything marries up because sometimes there's a typo or a misunderstanding. Once you've done that and you're clear that there's 34 months remaining, that the payment is, you know, $420, that it is a Mercedes or a BMW finance closed-end lease, it's not an independent leasing company.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, then you get the vehicle inspected, which is a must. You don't want to surprise, you know, a week down or 6 weeks down the road. And once all that's clear, then, of course, you get your finance approval, your credit approval, and the rest becomes becomes identical to leasing a new car at a dealership.
As you and us are talking right now, you guys have real people at the other end of your website, right?
Exactly. We're not just an online classified portal. We are we're a consulting company. We let people know what the score is. We let them know, you know, what they should do, what they shouldn't do, the do's and don'ts. And most importantly, we are there throughout the whole process. So in other words, if you have a question about an offer that you were given or whatever the case may be, or a situation at the dealer or the leasing company, we're there. We have relationships with dealers. We have relationships with the leasing companies. Everything's above board. So unlike, you know, other portals which just simply advertise vehicles and advertise leases, we are far different.
No, that's great because, you know, so often, you know, you have a question and they send you to the FAQ page.
Exactly.
And you're there for hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With all due respect, we have an FAQ page if it's something simple. But to your point, it's a heck of a lot easier. Pick up pick up your phone, you know, dial the 800 number, toll free across Canada, or send us an email or a live chat. We have live chat where you can simply be on your computer. You simply type in a question, and you'll get an answer right away.
So FAQ means I effing want to ask a question, right? And I'm allowed to do that.
Jim, perfect. just a final question before you send you off. Will leasing companies charge you a fee to do this paperwork?
Yes, they do.
They do.
All leasing companies, as well as the original selling dealer who's involved in the transaction, are both looking for transfer fees and admin fees throughout the process.
So people should be aware of that when they're doing their transaction.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we do counsel the sellers, so the people who actually have their vehicles on LeaseBusters for sale or for lease takeover, we do counsel them about that so they are aware of it. And often we recommend that both the buyer and the seller of the lease takeover share in that cost because they're both benefiting by that.
Thank you so much.
Jim, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And good information. Huh?
Leasebusters.com.
Yeah, really great information. We'll be right back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. Okay, we're back. And we got Bubba to sit next to Okay. Well, you can broil your shrimp. You can buy your shrimp. Okay, 7 degrees is the magic number.
Yes.
All right. So now we're halfway through the winter. It is a mild winter. Really.
Very mild.
Really not serious winter at all. Mm-hmm. I'm walking around in a sweater.
Yeah.
Actually with a cold, but that's okay.
And I looked at the forecast out to April. It doesn't look like we're going to get much more of winter at all.
So now here's people who've got their winter tires.
Very good.
7 degrees is when they should be coming off, when the ambient temperature moves up to about 7.
Yeah, once you start to see consistent temperatures over 7, it's a good time to take them off.
So what happens if you don't?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to leave them on too long because as the temperature builds, obviously, as we've spoken before, the rubber is made for the colder temperatures. So conversely, once the temperatures start to increase, that rubber is too soft and supple. You've increased your stopping distance with winter tires in the summer. They're a little bit squirmy, especially if they're new and there's full tread on them.
So they'll melt.
Yeah, they'll definitely wear off way faster.
Right. Is it a good time to buy tires now? Like, can I get a deal on winter tires?
Here he goes. Can I get a deal?
Dave, you know you can always get deals on tires.
No, I don't mean me.
consumer that's listening.
Not necessarily right now because, as I said, we had a very good sellout this winter.
So you're almost out of stock.
There's hardly anything left, as a matter of fact.
Not a lot of stock left. Yeah, we're down lower than we've been in the last probably 3-4 years.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I always talk about Quebec where the law is.
Mandated.
Do you think in Northern Ontario that's ever going to happen? Like, in Southern Ontario, it's like this. The roads are basically dry.
Like I said, they've discussed it. There's been rumblings about it. But the problem is the population base here is much larger than Quebec. Less people use winter tires. Like 80% of the people use winters prior to the mandate, right? Here in Ontario, it's actually grown over the last few years. It's more in the 60 to 70% range. But that other 30%, there's going to be supply issues. There was in Quebec when they
were saying that before they made the law, the compliancy rate was already 80% to begin with.
That's it.
People knew that you needed winter tires.
Right.
It's just your people here in Southern Ontario say, well, if you know how to drive.
Don't call us wimps.
I didn't say that. I was thinking of something like that.
There goes an accent. And you get a consumer break, do you not? If you have winter tires with your insurance company?
Absolutely. I partook in that this year. So you just give them a call, tell them you have winter tires on.
Yeah.
You don't need to verify or show them invoicing or anything, and then they automatically take off whatever percentage that insurance company offers.
All right. Well, here, we got two people here on the line. Let's find out if they have winter tires.
They won't be able to get them on.
No?
We have 1 minute left.
1 minute left.
Yeah. Last minute of play in this game.
So if you're on the line.
Come on, pull the goalie. Do one goal.
Oh, one guy's in Buffalo. He must have winter tires on.
I would assume in Buffalo, yes.
Before being so rudely interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
Please ask the people to hang on. We'll talk to them off the air. They're holding on, so we'll talk to them off the air.
Isn't that nice?
Okay, my bet is that Jack has winter tires.
Did you partook in that?
I'm going to bet there. And George in Ironbridge, must have winter tires too.
Oh, we'll talk to both of those folks.
Okay.
All right. Just a quick reminder that we are going to be at the auto show.
Yes.
February the 20th. We're doing a town hall where we have all our folks that you know from being on the show are going to be there answering your questions. We're giving away tons of swag. Really, seriously.
I'm not carrying in those tires.
I'm not carrying in
those
tires.
Maybe we should give a set of tires away. Or
certainly a good
few
idea.
Sets.
How about this? All the people that will attend will carry their own stuff.
Give them a bag.
We're giving away keychains.
Well, we got Darren on here. He wants to give a set of tires away,
yep,
so we're going to grab them.
Oh,
let's do it.
We're going to be doing that contest now. We are going to redo that contest, the best ever Canadian contest, where we're going to go to Las Vegas, drive the Ferrari, give away a set of tires, get your car rust-proofed, and even buy a hotel room for a couple of days.
So just to clarify this, we are driving there, or the people who are listening?
No, we're flying you down to Las Vegas.
Oh,
I'm
going
to put that on the air after the auto show's over. We'll fly you to Las Vegas. We'll get you to drive the cars. We'll get you a hotel room for a couple of nights.
Insurance?
Set of tires.
Wow.
You're on your own for that, baby.
That sounds great.
That could be dangerous.
Website is?
Dave'sCornerGarage.com.
It's a nice picture of you and Alan.
You've
gained a few pounds since then, you know?
Well, I went to an all-you-can-eat, and I got all of my money's worth, let me tell you.
Your sideward pose? Tires are bigger now.
I was laughing because in Florida, they sit around the pool talking what a great breakfast they had. Oh, yeah, what a breakfast that was. And then they sit around the sun. They go, wonder what's for lunch.
What's for lunch?
Then they have lunch, and they don't come back. They go for a snooze.
Yep.
And it's like 4 o'clock. They come down to the pool area. They go, I wonder what's for dinner. That's the whole day.
Well, you know, my spare tire used to be a space saver. Now it's a full size. Yeah. You know,
I think you got a full trunk there, actually. Where do you store that in the summertime?
He gets a bag.
We put it in a bag.
We put it in a bag.
Hopefully nobody will steal
it. Protect it from ozone.
All righty. So nothing else I can tell you. Anybody want to bring anything else up other than... No, we're good to go.
Is this brand new for you? Like you got another minute and a half to go.
Well, I was going to tell you that Bernie Ecclestone has retired from F1.
No. I think they showed him the door.
Well, he got like $8 billion is the value of the company,
mm-hmm.
right? And he made billions on it as an operator. So,
but didn't they let him go? I thought they let him go.
40 years he's there. He's retired. Ross Braun, who used to run. He worked for Ferrari, ran his own team. Mm-hmm. He took over the Honda team and made his own Braun F1 team.
You were talking about the auto show that we're down, right? Yeah. If you get a chance throughout the week, go to autoshow.ca. That's the master website for the auto show. And they've got some great stuff on there. A lot of new things, new classic cars are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all going to be down there on February 20th with tires from Salen, Crown.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be down there. So, and you get to meet these guys in person.
And here's the last one which I wanted to talk about was Walmart is talking about selling cars. In the U.S., Costco sells 1,000 cars a month.
Can you buy it on Visa?
Per store. And so Walmart's starting to get into that, and they're starting a couple of stores in the U.S. to sell cars. And they'll start selling cars in Canada, I imagine, in a couple of years.
One-stop shop.
You go to Walmart. I got my Walmart points. I'm going to use them.
So you can forget your $1.40 Adidas and your $4.
I've been buying socks and underwear, but now I'm going to buy a car. Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, but you can't give underwear back, though.
No, you can't. I tried.
So can you give the car back?
Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
And Steve, thank you. And Sebastian, thanks for running the board. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and...
Walmart, really?
Yeah, Walmart's going to sell cars.
Drive-through.
And we'll see you on the flip-flop. Man. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later. Bye-bye,
Bye,
everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.